making up for lost time. We're about 200 years late in terms of our appreciation, but we're going to make sure that this forgotten moment in a forgotten war will never be forgotten again.
Lee Simonson is volunteer director for the Tuscarora Heroes Monument and author of the book Tuscarora Heroes. The monument was unveiled at the corner of Portage Road and Center Street last night, December 19th, the day the massacre occurred 200 years ago. Simonson tells WBFO News the Tuscaroras were never thanked for their bravery.
What people don't talk about is the fact that there was retribution against the Tuscaroras for helping us. And when the British found out that the Tuscaroras were on our side during the attack, afterwards the British burned the Tuscarora village down to the ground, burned their entire winter food supplies, and all of the Tuscaroras were homeless there, many of them facing starvation conditions in the forests of central New York.
The monument was created by sculptor Susan Geisler. She is nationally acclaimed for her artwork and lives right in Lewiston. The monument pays homage to the rescue of citizens by Tuscarora members and includes three statues.
It's a tableau of a Lewiston woman running with her baby into the arms of a Tuscarora native who is there to protect her.
The national president of the Daughters of 1812 attended last night's ceremony. According to Simonson, this was the largest War of 1812 bicentennial monument created in the United States. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.